T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police in Spain kill 5 people suspected in terrorist attack. We've got the story.
Governor Brownback announces pay raises for Kansas prison workers. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Dan O'Neill. One man is dead, a Kansas deputy injured following a police chase.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Right now, the hottest thing in Wichita are solar eclipse glasses. We'll talk about how warm the temperature will be and our forecast for Monday. It's coming up.
Police in Spain killed 5 people suspected of ramming a car into a group of pedestrians at a town south of Barcelona. Police say the incident is linked to yesterday's vehicle attack on a busy Barcelona pedestrian walk that left 13 dead and dozens injured. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the Barcelona attack. FBI counterterrorism official and ABC contributor Steve Gomez says with vehicle attacks becoming more common, there are steps cities can take to protect crowds.
City officials, the government, has to recognize that there are places in various cities, especially where there's a high tourism attraction, that there are crowds that are going to be targets by these terrorists, particularly using vehicles such as we saw here today. So they have to have the proper barriers, bollards, things that are in place so cars can't access areas where there are big crowds.
A man is dead and a Pawnee County deputy was injured following a police pursuit that began in Edwards County in western Kansas.
According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the incident began around 12:45 Thursday afternoon when a trooper attempted to stop a speeding Impala on U.S. 56 in Edwards County. A man was driving the vehicle with a woman passenger. During the pursuit that continued into the town of Garfield, the man driving the Impala began shooting at the trooper and a Pawnee County patrol car. The deputy caused the suspect to drive into a ditch, which disabled the suspect's vehicle. The deputy suffered minor injuries, and the suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot. The condition of the woman passenger was not known. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation was called in to investigate the case. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback held a news conference Thursday afternoon at the El Dorado Correctional Facility, announcing changes to the Kansas Department of Corrections pay structure.
Recruitment and retention has been a challenge for many years, but today we're taking steps towards making pay more competitive at the Department of Corrections in a very competitive job market.
Corrections Secretary Joe Norwood joined the governor for the announcement.
All uniformed staff in the Department of Corrections system-wide will be receiving a 5% pay raise, and that's across all facilities. Here at El Dorado, uniformed staff will be receiving approximately a 10% pay increase.
The governor says this is an effort to retain experienced officers at the state's correctional facilities, where vacancy rates have increased amid dwindling new officer recruitment.
The annual You Drink, You Drive, You Lose safety campaign is underway all over Kansas. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says more than 150 local and state law enforcement agencies are cracking down on impaired driving for the next 2.5 weeks.
Kansas averages 3 people who are injured every day and 1 person killed every 3 days in crashes where at least one driver is impaired by drugs or alcohol.
You Drink, You Drive, You Lose is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Transportation. That safety campaign runs through Labor Day.
A lot of excitement over next Monday's eclipse. Tracy Kalhoff is Director of Education at Wichita's Exploration Place, the Sedgwick County Science and Discovery Center. She tells KNSS News a total eclipse is rare.
We have not experienced this in Kansas since 1806, so it's been about 211 years. And then we have not had one from coast to coast in the United States the way this one is traveling since 1918.
Kalhoff says the Wichita area will see a 93% eclipse Monday. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Just about 10 minutes away from our daily chat with Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get a preseason talk with Mitch this morning about the Chiefs game tomorrow night in Cincinnati. Mitch Holthus coming up in 10 minutes.
Big construction project on the way for Senior Services of Wichita. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. Senior Services of Wichita is planning a big construction project at its facility west of downtown. Development Director Chris Hyman tells KNSS News it's a $6 million project that involves a building that turns out as many as 1,000 Meals on Wheels a day.
So the plan is to tear down the church building and rebuild new. We will triple the size of our Meals on Wheels kitchen. It'll be a brand new kitchen facility.
A second building, the Senior Center, will be renovated. Chris Hyman is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Police in Concord, New Hampshire, are trying to figure out who spray-painted Nazi graffiti on the headquarters of the state's Republican Party. A window was also broken. The vandalism discovered yesterday morning, just days after GOP leaders in the Granite State publicly condemned white supremacist violence. State Party Chair Jeannie Forrester is thanking Democratic leaders in New Hampshire for speaking out against the vandalism.
Whether it's the KKK or anyone else, we do not condone violence or vandalism. There's just no place for it. And it is disappointing that somebody then would vandalize our building when we speak out against things like that.
Police are hoping surveillance video will help them make an arrest.
The Navy has completed its investigation into the deadly collision of a guided missile destroyer and a cargo ship off Japan in June.
The USS Fitzgerald's two senior officers and senior enlisted sailor will be relieved for mistakes in the deadly collision off the coast of Japan that drowned seven sailors. They are among a dozen of the ship's crew who will face administrative action for their role in the collision. While the investigation into that collision continues, a top Navy admiral said there was enough evidence to warrant their removal. A Navy report also described the heroic efforts of the ship's crew to save themselves and their ship from sinking. Luis Martinez, ABC News, The Pentagon.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning.
Those gasoline prices this morning unsettled out there because I'm still seeing prices in some places as high as $2.19 a gallon. Some places have even gone up to that around $2.19 a gallon, but still easy enough to find way better gasoline prices. Looking around, I saw $2.07 Ridge and Central, $2.05 near Tyler and Maple. So better gasoline prices out there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover is spread into south-central Kansas. We're seeing a few showers, mainly to our west, that will be sliding east and south. And as we go throughout the day, we warm up to 91. Another chance of a thunderstorm developing this afternoon along and ahead of a cold front. A few of those could be strong. Any precipitation ends by mid-evening. Our low 68, sunny and 95 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 71 degrees, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. Hatman Jacks has a great selection of summer hats still available. Mention you heard this ad on Steve and Ted and receive 25% off any straw hat through August 19th. Hatman Jacks, 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano. 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. And the KC Kansas City Chiefs training camp update with Mitch Holthus just minutes away. Here with Steve and Ted. An animal welfare organization says it has rescued more than 1,000 llamas, horses, cows, goats, chickens, and other animals from an illegal boarding facility in Northern California where many of them were being mistreated. A calf and a steer had to be euthanized, and another calf died later at the SPCA in Monterey, California, Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, where it had been taken to be treated for emaciation. Monterey County officials ordered the owner of Metz Road Ranch in Soledad to shut down his facility. The unidentified owner is being fined $1,000 a day by county officials until he complies. He has also been ordered to provide food, water, and medical care for the remaining animals while they are still on the property. 1,000 animals. Oh. All kinds of animals. The New York State court system's longtime communications chief has been fired after inadvertently telling a reporter that he barely went to work. The Office of Court Administration says David Bookstaver was terminated Thursday. Chief Court's spokesman Lucian Chalfin says officials take abuses of office extremely seriously. His firing came a day after the New York Post reported he unwittingly dialed a reporter's voicemail, which captured him conversing with someone else. Bookstaver said he was not doing anything and barely showed up at his $166,000 a year communications director job.
Wow.
He planned to retire in October.
Why? Why would you leave that gig?
Well, because he's getting paid
all that money and you don't do anything.
Because he's 58 years old. Time to retire.
I guess.
He had been with the court since 1996. And apparently, for most of his long career at the courts there in New York, he had been pretty much slacking.
Yeah, he's probably...
They're not doing much, so... Right,
talking to that person on the phone says, oh, what are you doing today? Well,
yeah,
working hard or hardly working. Probably the latter.
About it, I look around. I look around here at the radio station and... We don't have anybody like that.
$166,000.
Nobody can get
you're
away with
sitting
that.
Sitting there doing
nobody
nothing.
Can make that much money, and nobody
wow.
can get away with making that much money doing absolutely nothing. So Monday, the solar eclipse is going to happen. It's going to last 2.5 minutes. It could cost employers $694 million. Again, that's the amount outplacement company Challenger and Gray and Christmas came up with after crunching the numbers. U.S. information from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the firm predicts that roughly 87 million workers out of 123 million in the U.S. will be at work come eclipse time.
Right. It's right during the day.
Goes on, it's like 11:30 to 2 here in Wichita. It goes on to project that employees will need about 20 minutes to find a viewing spot and watch the show unfold. For these workers, the average hourly wage works out to $23.86 an hour, which means by fritting away 20 minutes, each viewer costs his or her employers $7.95. Multiply that by 87 million, and you get $694 million in lost productivity Monday for the eclipse.
Well, see, that's why companies should embrace this. They should have some sort of mandatory eclipse meeting.
Really?
Make the workers show up for it.
You mean during the meeting? Have the meeting during the eclipse?
Yes.
And you think that would be a good idea?
Well, at least you're on the company dime.
Yeah. Well, there are people, you know, we just...
No, I think it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, we just talked about two people, you know, people there who go to work and get paid, but they don't do much, okay? It was interesting, this big story coming out of El Dorado where they've had some incidents recently with the inmates over there and the guards being in danger and whatnot, and they finally decided that maybe we could come up with some money to give these people a pay raise. And the governor basically said, well, we're going to pay, but we don't know how we're going to pay for it. But he found some money somewhere in the budget to pay for it. And the legislature will look at it, when they come back in session in January. So that's not a job that, frankly, I would ever want to do. It would be like the last stop for me. How about you?
And they have a huge turnover rate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They can't keep people.
Isn't it the turnover rate at El Dorado like up close to 50%?
40-50%. And, you know, you're talking about people that have been asking to put in 16-hour work days.
Well, I'd be leaving that job, too.
At very little, you know, if the pay's not very good and 16 hours a day. And
say, the heck with this.
And you're dealing with the dregs of society every day. Wow. That's got to be a tough job. I mean, you go in there and there are people having cake and saying, hey, we're going to have a nice, you know, it's Blue Jeans Monday or anything. That's a tough, tough job, and we wish them well, all of you people who are working in the incarceration industry. It's 8:15, Steve and Ted, Kansas City Chiefs training camp update now with Mitch Holtis of the Kansas City Chiefs, and, of course, American Ag Credit helps us with that every day. Good morning, Mitch. Nice to have you with us this morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Stephen. We're headed to Cincinnati this morning, and thanks for mentioning American Ag Credit. You can check them out at agloan.com. They can do more for folks than they realize. Just check them out. Anyway, Greg Reno's a good dude. He's just not going on this Cincinnati trip.
Heading to the Queen City for the game two of the preseason among four that the Chiefs play. First time you've taken the big show on the road this season, Mitch.
And that's always another lab because some guys can handle it and some guys can't. The younger guys, a lot of them played college football. A lot of them played it at a high level, so it's not a complete shock. But how much can they stay focused? Because their time is basically accounted for from the time now we leave to the time we come back, stands about 1 or 2 hours in the evening. and that's it. So who stays focused? Who can handle being on the road where the other team's against you? It's a, yeah, it creates a dynamic. You want to see how guys, some guys wilt in it, some guys thrive in it.
Who's showing up? Who in last a week or so in practice? Who do you see? Who's standing out? I mean, you're watching the practices, Mitch. You know who's doing a good job, who's not.
Yeah, and in fact, he's a guy that we're going to talk about a lot since we're on your air now for the games tomorrow night, and that's Chris Conley, wide receiver. Chris had two catches for 46 yards against San Francisco. He had an 83-yard touchdown reception called back because they called him for offensive pass interference. But he had his best week of practice in St. Joe this week, Steve. He basically tore it up, and he did it on a consistent basis. He is a key part of this Chiefs team going to the next level, that is winning an AFC championship game, getting there, winning it. But I want to see how he does in this game. Cincinnati's got a really good secondary. They're good and they're physical, and the ones are going to play a whole half. Conley could be out there 3 to 4 series, and can he be as productive, especially on third down? It's a big part of this game.
Yeah, is there a different dynamic from the coaching staff heading into week two of the preseason than we saw last week?
Yeah, and I after this game is when it starts to turn towards that New England. But this game, there's things they're looking for. The offensive lines, particularly the number twos and the number threes. And okay, I know you're going, well, wait a minute, that's not very sexy. Well, they determine games. And yeah, if Mahomes is going to be out there the whole third quarter, especially against the Cincinnati team, that is one of the most physical and most penalized teams, really, since Marvin Lewis has been the head coach. So it's just kind of their M.O. But people are excited about Mahomes playing. They're not going to be excited about Mahomes being on his back or being injured. So that second offensive line, right now there's only one of that group that I think could make the team, at least the way they're playing in St. Joe in the preseason game thus far. They've got to step it up big time.
When the Chiefs travel to a game like this, is it exactly the same as you would travel to any road game during the regular season as far as the itinerary goes and things like that?
No. Well, the itinerary, yes. The itinerary is precisely the same.
Okay.
And I got told you this before, and I hope I'm not giving away a government secret. Andy Reid is like Bill Snyder. I mean, they are sticklers for time. Andy Reid demands that we walk into the opponent hotel in the opponent city at 4 p.m. at whatever time that is, Pacific, Mountain, Central or Eastern. So figure out the time, back it up. He's got a guy named Mitch Reynolds who's a brilliant dude, but he's the adjutant. And if it's 4:07, Mitch is getting the butt chewing. Mitch has got to calculate all that, how it's set up, and Andy, in a perfect world, wants to walk into the lobby of the hotel in Cincinnati today at 4 p.m. Central. Not 4:10, not 4:30, 4 p.m. If it's 4 p.m., it's an A grade for Mitch Reynolds, and he saves himself a butt chewing.
Hey, listen, on a preparation for a game like this, a preseason game, how about the video aspect? Are you looking at any video? Are you really doing scouting reports very much, or does that matter on something like this where you don't know who's going to be out there?
That's a great question. No, it's a great question, Steve, because video is such a part of football preparation and review. But in this game, they didn't against San Francisco either. They've looked at very little video of Cincinnati, very little,
yeah,
a tiny bit, maybe 2%. The 98% of the video is all introspective. And they review every practice, video of every practice, and they'll review the video of this game. Now, that changes dramatically once the regular season starts because it turns into about a 20-80. 20 review of your play. You review it on Monday. The rest of the week is preparation for the opponent. And so next week against Seattle, I think Andy, because of another lab, will probably treat it more like a regular season game. Watching Seattle's personnel so far this year, their trends, so that even the younger guys like Kareem Hunt, the rookie running back at Toledo, can get used to what it's like in the real world during September, October, November, December, in a long, tough season. But this game is still more introspective than outside the fort.
And once again, how many players will the Chiefs be taking to Cincinnati?
90.
90.
This is
wow,
a trip. I told you that this, you know, that the charter business has kind of changed a lot. And that's what's going on here. We're not, the team is chartering, but it's much, much, much smaller plane than we normally take. And so the rest of us are scrambling to get their commercial.
Ooh. And you've gotten 90 players on your spreadsheet, too. It's bigger than normal.
180 if you want to count Cincinnati.
Right.
Yeah.
Because even though I don't spend as much time on Cincinnati for this game as I would as if it's a regular season game, because my week parallels the players.
Mm-hmm.
I'll update our team every week, but I'm mostly looking at the opponent. This is kind of that 20-80 the other way, but I still have to deal with 180 players. And then I look for, like last week, Blake Bell plays for San Francisco. And I mentioned, you know, he played at Wichita Bishop Carroll. I went through his high school career, and he was the belldozer at OU. Well, that's part of the game last week that makes it come alive, especially for your listeners in Wichita. And I'll always mention a Kingdom player on the other team. Jordan Willis in this game is big. He's a Kansas City kid. He went to Rockhurst High School, and he was a great player, an All-American at K-State. And a lot of Chiefs fans wanted us to draft him. We took Passanio in the second round. Well, Jordan's having a good camp. He will be a focus of my discussion on tomorrow night because he ties in to the Chiefs Kingdom, even though he plays for the other team.
All of that information, and yet it comes out of your mouths in such a smooth and informative way. I don't know how you do it. Yellow?
Well,
yellow?
My wife says that too because she's like, you forgot to do what? I was thinking about Jordan Willis. Come on, man, lock in here.
Well, the pregame coverage begins at 5 p.m. tomorrow night in Cincinnati, and Mitch, we'll be looking forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow night right here on KNSS.
There's so much feedback vibe coming from Wichita. People are loving it that they're on your station, and this just started, man. There's going to be a lot of exciting things we do ancillary around it, so you guys are in on this now. Just figure out a way to get to St. Joe next year.
All right.
You got it. Thanks, Mitch.
Hey, Kansas City Chiefs training camp update with Mitch Holtis, brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford. How about that?
Yep.
The Chiefs this weekend, 8:24. Now, Steve and Ted, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Politicians don't appreciate average Americans, says Sean. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.